better to have on the show with the Dow Jones Industrials topping a new all-time record. Ralph Acampora of Altera Wealth Management. Hello, sir.
Good morning. Thank you. How are you?
Last time you were on the show, Dow just shy of 20,000. That's in the rearview mirror now. Looks like we're headed towards 24,000.
Brutally honest, my best target for the year was 22.9, and obviously we're above that now. And I did that months before. I always make my forecast in December, looking out. So that was December 2016. Factored into that seasonal factor like honeymoons, presidential honeymoons. It succeeded everything that I thought. If I compare President Trump with President Reagan, they were both outsiders. Reagan had a 10% honeymoon rally in 6 months, and then he had a bear market of 24% next year and a half. Current president is far exceeding that. I know there's been a lot of concern, whether it's North Korea or whatever, but the market seems to be holding it very, very well. So there's an old dictum that I believe in, never fight the trend.
And the trend has been certainly on our side. You know, last week, J.P. Morgan, Citigroup, several in the sector did quite well, besting earnings expectations. Any thoughts if that theme will continue?
Yes, very much so. Let's face it, they would benefit enormously from deregulations and high interest rates also benefit the financials. So from where I sit, many, many cases, there's a lot more upside to come.
You know, that's really a positive thing to hear with all the negativity in the mainstream press. Are there any other sectors that you find appealing here?
Yes. You know, I have to hold my nose when I look at technology, only because they're so far ahead of themselves, but the momentum is there. You know, I have to say one thing about the current market in the technical terms. I mean, it's getting parabolic. So I wouldn't necessarily be chasing things here. If I owned them, I guess maybe I would continue holding. But I actually have been advising some funds recently to slowly, over time, start lightening up a little bit. Not that I'm looking for a major decline anytime soon. I have no indication of that.
It reminds me at least of the 1999-2000. Maybe we're not that frothy yet, but do you think that we might not quite get the wake-up call that we had in 2000-2008, that this might be a 1987-style sell-off?
Unless there's a sudden surprise, and obviously there could definitely be a surprise like North Korea or something like that that could really shake the market. That's why I've been encouraging people just to slowly lighten up a little bit.
I like the idea that valuations are stretched. Any other sectors you're watching, maybe out of favor, undervalued, something to add to the portfolio?
Well, I think if you look selectively at healthcare, many of those individual stocks are doing well. Believe it or not, utilities, although not making all-time new highs in the last couple of weeks, but holding up very, very well.
Shift over to the technical toolbox. You know, I know a lot of our listeners are technically inclined. I know they're just dying to know what is legendary Acampora's favorite. If he had to pick two or three indicators, maybe the MACD, trend lines, moving averages, what would you just hate to trade without?
You hit it right on the head. You have to be able to identify a trend, okay? I mean, it sounds simple, but it's extremely important. I never fight a trend, up or down, whatever it is, I go with it. When it comes to indicators, I'm a very simple guy. I like to look at the MACDs and an RSI. I'm basically more intermediate to longer term oriented in my outlook. So I look at those indicators on a weekly basis. Daily, I think you get a lot of noise sometimes, but weekly, I think if you MACD dead cross or golden cross, you know, when the moving averages cross, I think that's a pretty good indication.
As we wrap up, can you share any contact information or any other projects you might be working on?
I have my Twitter account. I have 26,000-27,000 followers.
I'm going to go sign up right now. I want to encourage all our listeners, subscribers, and newsletter readers to sign up to Ralph Acampora's Twitter account. We're going to have the links up there.
You saw the article in the Wall Street Journal 2 weeks ago. Hand-painted the largest chart of the Dow Jones Industrial Average on the side of my barn. It's my 50th anniversary in the business. So I have a monthly bar chart starting in 1967. It's 70 feet long, 16 feet high.
Can't wait to put that picture up on the website. All right. We want to thank you, Ralph Acampora, for your time today.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much.
With stocks hitting new highs, the next sector to fly could be the precious metals. GoldSeek's top industry analyst just uncovered another solid gold opportunity, Silvercorp Metals. Silvercorp's key property is located in China, the largest gold producer in the world. Silvercorp's net income is soaring up 589%. Production eclipsed guidance by 27.5%, totaling 6.5 million ounces. Mining operations are literally printing silver at only $3.82 per ounce. AISC net byproducts credits for the fiscal year 2017. Sales increased 51% year over year, and cash flow from operations more than doubled to $80 million. Silvercorp continues to set the industry standard with reduced costs, equity appreciation, a solid dividend, and improved free cash flow. Silvercorp is uniquely positioned to capitalize on rising silver, lead, and zinc prices. To learn more about the exceptional opportunity in Silvercorp, Inc., direct your web browser to silvercorpmetals.com, ticker symbol SVM in the U.S. and Canada. Remember to treat your portfolio with a core position in Silvercorp Metals.
GoldSeek employees may or may not own shares. Nothing contained herein should be construed as investment advice.